Welcome to this special episode of the Backstage Cowboys podcast. Folks, our industry has taken a serious hit, and who knows where it will stop. Most of us are freelance workers getting our bread and butter from gig to gig. Now, we're all aware of the consequences of not having a gig or having a gig canceled on us. We're used to that. We accept that risk because we love our jobs. But no one saw this one coming. Of course, I'm talking about that terrible virus that has invaded the whole planet, COVID-19. Those of us who are old enough to remember the ice storm of 98 might have some flashbacks of how the situation slowly degraded up to the point of paralyzing entire cities. But what we face now, my friends, is much, much worse. We can't call our neighbors for help because they're isolated too. Now we need to turn towards our own communities and see what resources we have put in place to get us through this. The good news is that everybody's pitching in. The government has provided billions of dollars worth of all sorts of relief for individuals and companies. Banks, providers of all sorts, and some retailers are doing everything they can to accommodate people who are confined at home without revenue, or even worse, caught sick with this virus. Among all these good doers, is that a word? Well, anyway, I'm French, I can get away with it. So, among all these good doers sits an organization that has been around since 1958 looking after the well-being of the players of the industry. I'm talking about the AFC, the lifeline for Canada's entertainment industry. The AFC has been financially supporting the people of the entertainment industry that have had to go through tough times, whether it be illness, accidents, or bad luck that prevented them from providing for their families. I was lucky enough to get Mr. David Hope, Executive Director of the AFC, on the phone. Hi, David. Thank you very much for accepting my call. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. The team is working extremely hard, but we're really supported by the interest in the community and people coming together to help in various ways, not only us, but each other. And that's really the spirit that the AFC is founded on. So we are extremely busy. This is the biggest thing that's really ever happened to us.
Yeah.
But we're really proud to play a role in helping people get the assistance they need.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I hope are you working in the office right now, or are you working separately?
No, our team is working remotely,
okay.
But our systems are working well, and we're able to handle almost everything relatively normally. So, and that's important because people, you know, need to have access to our staff and our services, and so we've been able to set up systems so that even though we're not at home, we're still connected.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you're all safe. And so, how many people are working actively in the AFC right now?
We have a team of 9 people, and normally we do all sorts of things related to not only providing services to industry members, but also communications and fundraising, administration, all of those things that go into making the organization run and healthy and be able to function. Right now, everybody is turning their full attention to dealing with the massive need that's happening in our community, and so we're all working very hard on that.
Oh yeah, I trust you are. Okay, so I know you're a busy man, so we're going to do this quick. I'm going to move on to the first question that I wrote. Normally, I don't write questions. I like to do this ad lib and go anywhere, you know, our heart desires. But in this case, I will try to stick to the text. So, can you give us a quick rundown of what the AFC is all about?
The AFC provides compassionate support to help Canadian entertainment industry professionals maintain their health, dignity, and ability to work. And really, at this point, it's the health and dignity that are coming to the forefront. We have a few main programs. Our main program that is certainly getting the most attention and the most usage right now is the emergency financial aid program, where we provide short-term emergency financial assistance to really help people meet their basic needs, whether it is shelter or food or utilities, basically to keep the lights on and keep a roof over people's heads and keep food on the table while they're going through a difficult time and help them bounce back from adversity. A second program that we have is personal support and advocacy, where we have trained professionals on staff who are able to help industry members untangle complex problems, seek solutions, and make a plan to improve their situation for the long term, and importantly, really connect them with resources in their community.
Okay.
The third thing we have, financial wellness program, where we can help people cope with the financial ups and downs of work in our industry, connecting people with Credit Canada and our partners to help them manage their finances better and make plans in that area. And then the fourth major thing that we're doing, which we're set to launch this spring, is a number of mental health initiatives. Where we are going to be a training provider for mental health first aid, and also we have a maintaining mental wellness pilot project, where we'll be providing services and support and doing research specifically tailored to helping people meet the unique mental health challenges of a life in our industry.
Wow, I'm discovering this because I knew that you had several services in place, but I see that this is assistance from A to Z. I mean, anybody in the industry that's caught up with whatever dilemma can actually reach out to you and get some help.
Yeah, and if we can't help directly, you know who can. So we can make sure that people have, are supported through the transition to other services in the community if need be. And the important thing about all of this stuff is that it's all tied together. You know, people often come to us through the emergency financial aid program, but as we dialogue with them and understand what they need more holistically, we may find that there are chronic situations or chronic problems that they're dealing with that are that result in them ending up in a situation where they are in financial distress. So while we can help in the short term with emergency financial aid, we can then move them through to personal support and advocacy, or financial wellness, or soon the maintaining mental wellness program, to look at how they can live more sustainably in the long term.
Mm-hmm. I see, and I think that's very important because other than financial aid, I mean, being a dispatch center, if I can call it that way, for any kind of problem is great, because a lot of people don't know who to turn to or where to turn to with a specific problem, and some people don't even know they have that specific problem. So what I'd like to know at this time is, now I know that the ASC is providing funding, and now that I know that they're providing all sorts of other services, but can you describe your role in the crisis we're going through now? What are you receiving? What kind of calls are you receiving now, and what are you faced with at this time with this crisis?
Well, we're really on the front line of this crisis as far as entertainment industry members are concerned. We have received more applications in the last week than we receive in, a third of a regular year.
And I'll bet they're not all in yet.
Yeah, no, they're not all in yet. And to that point, we are receiving more inquiries through phone and email, by the minute. So the demand continues to grow, and people don't know where to turn. There's an emotional component to it, of course. I mean, people's livelihood has been swept out from under them, and so we are the first port of call for many people. And as we were talking about, we can provide potentially short-term financial aid to meet those costs. Those basic living costs that people can't have funded anywhere else or can't find another way to deal with in the short term. But then we also can point people to other resources in the community that might also be helpful. So all of that is available through our website at afchelps.ca, where we have pertinent information for people to help them make a plan for how to get the assistance they need, either through us or through other agencies or suppliers. And so we're fielding a lot of calls. Very much so.
Yeah, and are you planning to get extra personnel to handle that, or are you able to handle it yourself?
We've redeployed all of our staff from their normal functions to focus on this. But yes, in fact, we are working on calling in extra people power to handle the demand for sure.
Yeah, I know a lot of technicians that aren't working right now. They might be available. I'd also like to know, we told people how to reach out to you, whoever may be in need. Now I'd like to make a call to whoever is not in need, the wealthier people of this community or of this industry. We know you're out there. What would we have to say to them? How can they pitch in and help?
Well, I'm really glad that you asked that, because
I'm sorry, David. I'm going to have to interrupt you for a second. I have a bad signal all of a sudden. All right. Well, we'll try it this way, because if I'm on Wi-Fi, we'll probably get a better signal.
So I'm glad you asked me what people can do to pitch in, because just both from a practical perspective in terms of making sure that we have the funds that we need to help people in need, and also just in terms of the moral encouragement that community support is really giving us right now. It's so important that people who want to help can do that. And they can do that by just reaching out to us most easily probably through our website at afchelps.ca. We are very open to having community support in the form of donations, big and small. And we're really glad that a number of our union and guild supporters in the industry, as well as many individuals, have stepped up and recognized the need and made their support known to us so that we can help those who really need it.
All right. Well, I'm glad you I'm glad I was able to get you on the line there. I know you're probably eager to return back to taking care of all this and treating all the calls. Any final words before I let you go?
Well, I have to say that we're so proud to be able to do this work on behalf of the community. You know, the AFC is really an expression of the community's goodwill, and it was created because people in our industry saw that people around them needed some assistance, and they created this organization as an expression of their goodwill and willingness to help. And we are really proud and humbled to be able to carry that on and play some role in helping get people get through this so that they can bounce back and continue to do the great work that we're all proud of.
Well, I really appreciate your call, David, and we're all with you. And if there's anything else we can do for you, just give me a call and we'll see what we can do.
Well, that's great. If you could just direct people to afchelps.ca, that would be great, whether they need help or whether they're willing to give it. That's a great clearinghouse for information in both respects.
Well, consider it done.
Thank you so much, Claude. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Well, that's it for this episode of the Backstage Cowboys podcast. Special thanks to AVL Media Group and Avolights, who, in my opinion, make the best lighting consoles in the world. If you'd like to test drive an Avolights console, contact me via backstagecowboys.com. This is Claude Vien returning you to whatever you were doing before tuning in.
Walk Sparky for me?
No way.
I'll throw in a caramel frappe.
Ooh, make it a large.
Deal.
Get a sweet deal. $2 any size McCafe beverage on the McDonald's app.
Between you and me, Sparky, I would have walked you for free.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Offer valid through 4/3/22 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. McDonald's app download and registration required.